Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, thank you for joining me. Today's episode is being sponsored by Chris and Renee Treblehorn. Here is what Renee has to share about their son, Aaron. Aaron was born on August 16, 1999. He was full of love, patience, kindness, and gentleness. His smile was so inviting and welcoming. He had many friends, and I don't know of anyone who did not like him. Aaron was sensitive and compassionate and never wanted anyone to feel left out. He would go out of his way to make sure others were included in events and activities, even as a young child, making sure other kids had a friend to play with. He loved nature and being outdoors. Whether there was hot sun or sub-zero temperatures, you would find Aaron outside fishing, four-wheeling, snowmobiling, or enjoying any other outdoor activity. There continues to be a huge void in our family as we approach the fourth year mark since Aaron left this earth. He is greatly missed and still loved by his brothers, sister, parents, grandparents, and many other family and friends. We will continue to honor you by loving and helping anyone or any living thing that we cross paths with on our journey of life. Happy birthday, beautiful boy. We hope you celebrate on your birthday and every day. With all our love, Chris and Renee Treblehorn and family. Thank you, Chris and Renee, for honoring your son Aaron by sponsoring this episode. Our topic today, once again, is hope. You may have heard me share in the past that God's definition of hope is not the same as ours. Most people use the word hope as a form of wishful thinking, such as, I hope it doesn't rain Saturday, or I hope the dress I want is on sale now. Let's look at some Bible verses. We're going to take out the word hope, and in its place, we're going to put in the words either wishful thoughts or wishful thinking. Psalm 33, verse 22. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our wishful thinking is in you alone. Psalm 94, verse 19. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed wishful thoughts and cheer. Jeremiah 17, 17. You alone are my wishful thoughts in the day of disaster. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now, wishful thinking does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. We don't want you to grieve like other people who have no wishful thoughts. Hebrews 6:19. This wishful thinking is a safe anchor for our souls. I think you've probably heard enough here, right? Because when we do that, I think it's pretty easy to see that our definition of hope is not God's definition, is it? When God talks about hope, He is talking about a confident expectation. It's the seed we plant that grows into faith and trust. Now, a great example I like to give is a little girl who hopes she will get married someday. That is the wishful thinking kind of hope. But one day a young man comes into her life, they fall deeply in love, and at some point he gets down on one knee with a question and a ring. Her getting married is no longer wishful thinking. It is something she actually starts planning for with anticipation, knowing it is coming. There is a confident expectation that she is going to get married. Now, let me go even further. Hope is a confident expectation that brings peace and can even bring joy into our lives. So, what does all this have to do with the title of this episode, being a prisoner of hope? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12 says, "Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you." If we become prisoners of hope, it means we are chained to it. We can't get away from it. We can't get out of it. The devil will attack us and try to make us his prisoners of doubt, prisoners of despair, helplessness, hopelessness. But he can't do that to us as long as we remain a prisoner of hope. If you are a prisoner of those dark things, being a prisoner of hope releases you from those other prisons of darkness. When you start feeling hope, the devil is going to attack to try and take that away. And he'll come in a different way than he did before. If he knows one way didn't work and you've got hope, then he's going to come a different way. I think about, we had a Dalmatian once when the kids were younger. Her name was Sapphire. She had one blue eye and one kind of greenish-brown eye. And when she got outside, she would just run. Dalmatians are known for doing that. And in order to get her to come back, I had to do it different each time, because some people would say, oh, wow, what a stupid dog. And it's like, oh, no, actually, she was a very smart dog, because once I used something to get her to come back to me so I could grab her collar and get her back in the house, I couldn't get her back the same way. She loved cheese. So one time, you know, I had her cheese for her and she came running back. Well, the next time I tried to use cheese, it didn't work. One time I actually took a toaster out in the back patio and I plugged it in. And the reason I did that was because in the house, it did not matter where she was in the house. If she heard that toaster pop up with toast, she always came running from anywhere in the house. So I took that toaster outside, I plugged it into a backyard outlet, and I popped up the toaster, and she did. She came running, and I, you know, grabbed her collar and got her into the house. Well, guess what didn't work the next time? So it's just like the enemy's going to do that too. If he got you one way and then it stops working, he's going to try to come at you a different way for a while. And I guess you can see that means it's not going to necessarily be easy. It can be hard to keep yourself chained to hope. We may need to fight to get our hope back or to hang on to it. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world, though. The weapons we fight with have divine power to demolish strongholds of the enemy who is trying to take you under permanently. And I can hear some of you thinking, that must be nice for you, Laura. But let me just say, if he did it for me, he will do it for you. I was not the first person on this earth to lose a child. As a matter of fact, Adam and Eve were the very first parents to have a child die. God has given hope to thousands and thousands of parents before me and before you. Acts 10:34 says that God is not a respecter of persons. That's how most of us are used to hearing it. But many translations say he doesn't show partiality or he doesn't play favorites. So if God can make me a prisoner of hope, he can and he will do the same thing for you if you want it and, you know, you hang on to this. Now, I didn't get it by sitting around having wishful thinking. I had to fight for it, and you probably will too, but it is so worth it. I want to encourage you to allow the seed of hope to be nourished inside you and not to constantly give in to the darkness and the hopelessness. Now, I was crawling out of my dark prison of grief by the third year, which is considered pretty early. But that's because I refused to stay there. And I want you to get out faster than I did if you are at the beginning of this journey. I want you to be a prisoner of hope, not a prisoner of darkness and grief. Let's give the devil a nervous breakdown instead of him giving us one. And I know that may feel like, oh my goodness, I don't have the energy for that. But allow the Lord to be the energy you need for that. Just even the tiniest little thing to just say, no enemy, no Satan, no devil, I'm not going to step my foot in that direction today or this minute, this moment in time. The way out of any prison is to be a prisoner of hope. Jesus came to open prison doors, to set captives free, and that's why I'm here. The door is already open, and I am here to give you the courage, the strength, and the belief that you can come out of the prison of the darkness and heaviness of grief. Let me be very clear, though. I am not saying don't grieve. I am not here to put a guilt trip on anyone who is in that dark place. I was there myself. It overtakes us at first. It is overwhelming. Most experts will say that the first 5 years of child loss is considered fresh grief. It's also considered a trauma. And many parents have PTSD on top of the trauma of child loss. There is a healing process. And when I use the word healing, I'm not talking about getting to the place where we act like or feel like it never happened. That's just not where we're going with this. That doesn't happen. But I'm talking about being able to function again and eventually learning how to live a life of meaning and purpose again. And that can take a long time. What I'm talking about is choosing to stay there and believing that you will always be there, choosing to stay a prisoner in your darkness. That is a lie from the enemy that you do not have to believe. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 3, says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Now, a while back, one morning, I was reading this scripture, and I actually started crying as I took the time to think about what each part of these verses meant to me personally with the death of Becca. And if you want to take some time to do that, once again, I just read from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. We don't get where we want or we need to be after the death of our child by just wishing. It is knowing our true and eternal inheritance. It is knowing who you still are in Christ. It's having a confident expectation that even though you don't understand God's ways, you are determined to still trust His heart of love for you and that He has made a way out of the darkness, no matter how long it takes. God's hope is so much more than wishful thinking. It's something we can count on, knowing He is at work and He has not abandoned us in our greatest time of need. So be determined to be a prisoner of hope, not wishful thinking, but having a confident expectation and maybe even anticipation that God will pull you out of the suffocating darkness and put you on a path of life that leads you to fullness and satisfaction in walking out the destiny and purpose He still has for you. Yes, I am going to talk about the grief cruise again. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, grief cruise, right? But the upcoming grief cruise is a wonderful experience that will strengthen and refresh you spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, maybe even physically, depending on what you do with your free time. The grief seminar itself takes place during the 3 days at sea so that you don't miss out on any of the ports of call or the evening ship activities and entertainment. Now, this is for anyone with a deep loss, not just for those who have lost a child. It can be parental loss, spouse loss, but GPS Hope will have several sessions just for bereavers, along with chances for us to meet together as a group. This is a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise on the beautiful Royal Caribbean ship Symphony of the Seas, and it doesn't happen until the end of February of 2025. So you can put money down on it and then pay a bit at a time as you are able. Check it out at gpshope.org/cruise. cruise. Now, just to let you know, when you click the button on that page for more specific registration info, and then you decide to book your cruise, GPS Hope will get a portion of your seminar registration fee. By the way, I will be turning 62 while on the cruise. What a fun way to celebrate a birthday, surrounded by Caribbean ocean beauty and surrounded by Perivers from our GPS Hope family. I really hope you can join us. It can't hurt to check it out, right? Go to gpshope.org/cruise, or you can look for the link in the show notes. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Hizkiah Aritonung was born on August 14th and is forever 20. Callan Letcher was born on August 15th and is forever 17. Aaron Treblehorn was born on August 16th and is forever 21. Jeremy Bornemeyer was born on August 16th and is forever 32. Jaden Phillips was born on August 17th and is forever 18. We celebrate the day these children came into the lives of their families. We know it will always be a special day worth celebrating the day they were born. If you would like to have your child's birthday shared with the other listeners the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill in that form and also add the pronunciation if your child's name gets mispronounced, first name, last name, both, because I do want to be able to say it correctly for you. And just submit that information, and then I will add your child to the birthday list and announce them the week of his or her birthday. I want to say thank you again to Chris and Renee for sponsoring today's episode in honor of their son, Aaron. If you would like to sponsor an episode for your child, it's just a $50 tax-deductible sponsorship donation to GPS Hope. You get to choose the week you would like to have your child honored and remembered in this special way, along with writing what you want the listeners to know about your son or daughter that I will read for you. To get it set up and secure the week you want, just go to the Donate tab at gpshope.org and be sure to click on the Sponsor a Podcast episode in the drop-down menu. If you just go and donate $50, we don't know you want to sponsor a podcast episode, so be sure that you go to the link that says Sponsor a Podcast Episode, and then you get to select the week as well. And I will also put a link to that in the show notes. Here is something interesting to think about. Just within the last month, I was meditating on Hebrews 6:19 that says, "Hope is an anchor for our souls." The part "for our souls" hit me. When we define hope as a confident expectation, it is so very similar to faith. As a matter of fact, what's the difference? Because they both seem to be a confident expectation. Well, we explored that in one of the sessions for our recent weekend of hope that we just had with the Perivers that were there. And I plan on turning that into a podcast episode probably next week. So we are going to be talking about the difference between hope and faith and kind of what's behind that. Let me close with the verse that has been the main verse for GPS Hope for the past 10 years. Romans 15:13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." You can become a prisoner of hope, H-O-P-E. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.